In this bulletin, a third large earthquake hits north of New Zealand, sparking warnings of a potential tsunami threat. Australia's first AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine administered in South Australia. And in sport, the Women's Tennis Association considering changes to frozen ranking system. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sarah Shalala. An emergency alert for a tsunami threat has been issued in New Zealand after a series of earthquakes struck off the country's northeast coast. Most of the country is under a beach and marine threat, while evacuations have been ordered for large parts of the North Island coast. An 8.1 magnitude earthquake struck first, followed by two other quakes of a 7.4 and then a 7.1 magnitude. Seismologist Bill Fry says tidal surges of between 1 and 3 metres are expected.
I've been in New Zealand for 13 years responding to large earthquakes and tsunamis, and this is the first time we've had this particular sequence. Right now, as we speak, we're collecting more and more data. Right now, the land threat is between a 1 and 3 meter threshold. We know from previous experience around the globe that time saves lives, so the quicker we can issue advice, the better prepared we are to make sure that people stay safe.
Emergency Management Minister Kerry Allen says the evacuation orders will remain in place as long as necessary.
Phil and his team are working exceptionally hard to ensure that the science is robust, that we have mitigated the risk to life before we can enable people to go home. And so it may even be as lengthy as sometime this afternoon.
Australia's first AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccines are being administered in South Australia today, marking the country's second vaccine milestone. Dr. Caroline Fagan is the Director of Medical Services at Riverland Marley Coorong Local Health Network. She's the first person in the country to receive an AstraZeneca jab. Dr. Fagan says she's happy to be part of the inoculation campaign.
I am immunocompromised myself and I'm really excited about it. I really feel that it's really important to receive the vaccine. It's really important to have that health protection, not only for myself, not only for my workers, but also for the people who we serve, which is the public and the community.
Frontline workers in Murray Bridge, east of Adelaide, are among the first groups receiving the vaccine. At least 50 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine are expected to be manufactured on home soil in Melbourne. New Zealand police have charged a man over a threat to bomb two locations targeted during the Christchurch mosque attacks. Police conducted search warrants, arrested two people, and charged a 27-year-old man with threatening to kill. He's due to appear in a Christchurch court today. Meantime, Australian Brenton Tarrant was sentenced to life in jail without parole for the 51 murders at the mosques in 2019. The second anniversary of the massacre is being marked on March the 15th. The European Commission and Italy have blocked a large shipment of AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine destined for Australia. AstraZeneca requested permission from the Italian government to export 250,700 doses from its Anagni plant near Rome, but the Italian government refused and the EU has backed its decision. A statement from the Italian government says it's because Australia is not considered a vulnerable country and there are ongoing delays in the supply of vaccines by AstraZeneca to the EU and Italy. Chief Executive Officer of Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras, Albert Kruger, is urging people to participate in this weekend's events within the parameters of the state's public health orders. Protesters are planning a march to mark Mardi Gras, with over 3,200 people expressing interest in attending. The New South Wales Police Commissioner has put forth a bid to stop the protests, with the current limit on political gatherings being 500. Mr. Kruger says people need to respect the rules to ensure safety amid the coronavirus crisis.
The health order is there for a reason. We're in a COVID pandemic right now. It is the responsibility of every individual in this country to look after themselves, their family, and their friends. If you are not operating within the public health order, then we ask that you take part in the official Mardi Gras event. If you aren't able to go to the SCG Stadium, go to a ticketed event. There are 30 official Mardi Gras viewing events that we've partnered with venues all around Australia, including Victoria and Queensland, for people to be taking part of the Mardi Gras magic this year.
Demonstrators will learn today if their march will be declared illegal by the New South Wales Supreme Court. To sport now, and the Women's Tennis Association is considering whether to alter its frozen ranking system, adopted because of the COVID-19 pandemic. If the WTA chooses to make changes, it could potentially affect Ash Barty's current world number one ranking. Currently, the WTA permits players to count the points from their top 16 tournament results since March 2019. That enables a player like Barty to avoid being penalised for sitting out most of 2020 following the coronavirus outbreak. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, a shower or two and clearing, 25 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy and 26. Melbourne, cloudy, 18. Hobart, possible light showers and windy, 16. Canberra, sunny and 27. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 22. Sydney, similar conditions and 24. Newcastle, possible showers, 25. Brisbane, sunny, 31. Cairns, a shower or two, 32. And Darwin, partly cloudy and 33 degrees. I'm Sarah Shalala, and this is SBS News.